From The Conversation, this is Politics with Michelle Grattan, a podcast where Michelle discusses the issues of the day with The Conversation's politics team.
Hi, I'm Amanda Dunn, Politics and Society Editor at The Conversation, and I'm speaking today with Michelle Grattan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Amanda.
Michelle, it's been another big week in federal politics already so far. Today we learnt that the government has decided the Bilawila Tamil family will no longer be held on Christmas Island, but can live in community detention in Perth.
I can confirm that the reports that the family will be reunited in Australia are correct. Obviously, this process, this family has gone for a long period of time on Christmas Island. The issues have been protracted through the courts, and I think this will be a welcome announcement.
However, the saga's still far from over, isn't it?
That's right. This is really only a small movement, although a big movement in another way, because it's much better to be in the community in Perth than incarcerated on Christmas Island. But it doesn't mean that the family has more chance of getting back to their town in Queensland or of having some permanent resolution of their lives. The government is essentially saying that they can stay in the Perth community detention while their claims or their legal actions are underway. But although the minister still has to make further decisions, specifically on whether they can have their whole situation reviewed, he's not sounding too positive, I must say. He's emphasising that the borders must be protected and suggesting that making an exception for this family would have potentially bad consequences for people smugglers starting up again. It's all pretty unrealistic, but at the moment, the messages coming from the government are quite negative. Now, I think that the public campaign will continue, however, and the story does have some way to play out.
I wonder how likely it would be that we'll have a resolution to this before the next federal election.
Well, who knows? But the legal processes, of course, which are underway to try to keep the family here, still have some way to run, and the law moves slowly. So it's very unclear what the timetable is and what the ultimate outcome will be.
All right. On another issue, Michelle, Prime Minister Scott Morrison flew to the United Kingdom last week, where he attended the G7 conference over the weekend and had a much-anticipated meeting with US President Joe Biden. How did that go, and what has come of it, do you think?
That meeting turned into a three-way meeting because Boris Johnson was also included, and it was a discussion that focused on China and the difficulties and instability and general threatening situation in our part of the world, and also, of course, the Chinese economic coercion. They were all on the same page on the China matter, but it still remains a mystery why that was a three-way meeting and not a bilateral with President Biden and the Prime Minister by themselves, because certainly a bilateral had been anticipated before the Prime Minister left for overseas. It would be his first meeting with the President, so they had a range of issues potentially to canvass, but in fact it turned into this wider meeting with a narrow agenda.
All right, and Parliament is sitting again for the winter session. Beyond stern words from Speaker Tony Smith, what else can we expect to be on the agenda for the next fortnight, do you think?
Well, as we speak, the question time is coming to an end, and that's been a question time when Michael McCormack, the Deputy Prime Minister, has been in the Prime Minister's chair, and I have to say he's been struggling with a few detailed questions, particularly on health, where he's had to flick to the Health Minister.
Thank you, Speaker. My question is to the Acting Prime Minister. Can the Acting Prime Minister guarantee that no patient costs will rise as a result of the government's changes to the Medicare benefit schedule on 1 July?
No, he can't.
The Acting Prime Minister has the call.
We'll ask the Minister for Health to add to my remarks. But, Mr Speaker, we are Medi friends over their Medi frauds. Indeed.
I think his colleagues will be hoping that there are no serious glitches while the Prime Minister's away, but it's going to be 2 weeks without Scott Morrison, because next week, when he's returned to Australia, he'll be on video, so that'll be a bit awkward too. I think that the Labor Party always thinks that Parliament gives them the best opportunity to score points. These are the last 2 weeks before the winter recess, so Labor will be making the most of whatever chances it gets to put the heat on the government over a wide range of things.
Yes, do you think the Prime Minister having to be in quarantine because he's returning from overseas will actually have much effect on proceedings in Parliament?
Last time this happened, after he'd gone to Japan, it was a bit of a sort of odd feel about it all. The link wasn't great, and doing it remotely, answering questions remotely, isn't the best way. But I think that he'll feel at least more comfortable when he's sort of in control, rather than being a long way away and having to depend on Michael McCormack to steer the ship at home.
Yes, all right. Well, as always, we will watch with great interest. Thanks very much, Michelle.
Thanks, Amanda.
Our theme music is by Lee Rosevere. You can find more podcasts from The Conversation on our website at theconversation.com.